Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Between the noise, the news, and the snooze, there's someplace special on the dial. The music of your life.
All right, what a great start.
Hey, it's a new studio, same old
problem. No, not new studio.
Oh.
New studio is being built.
Old studio, same problems. Hey, but at least we're off and running.
At least we're out of the restaurant.
At least we're not pilots. You know, can you imagine, like, every time you take off, like, it's always this bumpy, like, if you're in aviation? You know, eventually, once you're flying, it's smooth sailing after that.
Once you get up and going. All right, action-packed show today.
Yes.
Coming to you live from the TAN Talk studios.
I love it here.
The holiday market starts tomorrow.
Have you ever
been to that?
What is that?
It's kick-ass. It's out at the fairgrounds. It is the Junior League of Tampa.
Okay.
I got the paperwork here somewhere. Yeah.
Or the holiday market.
It's the holiday market. Tons of holiday stuff.
Okay.
Xmas. Am I going to get yelled at for that?
Isn't that the same thing we did in Denver when we stopped by that event?
Similar.
Okay.
Yeah, but similar.
Bigger scale, obviously.
Yeah.
At the fairgrounds, it's got to be a big deal.
It's massive. We got some tickets to give away.
Okay.
I'll be going out there on Friday.
All right.
Definitely kick ass. Then, just a little band. It's called 38 Special.
38 Special.
Come on, you know 38 Special. Yeah, you do.
I mean,
yeah,
I probably know.
Jacksonville, Leonard Skinner, 38 Special.
Okay.
They're the two that you know. Not the Jacksonville Jaguars. No.
38 Special.
38 Special. One of the original members and still the lead singer, Don Barnes, will be on.
Nice.
Then our fishing buddy, Pat Sabatini.
Oh, I didn't know you were a fishing buddy.
Well, yeah, we went fishing, and I haven't heard from him since. I'm like, hey, it's not my fault we couldn't catch any fish.
Well, if you don't catch, then you're not friends.
That's on the captain. That ain't on me.
Wow.
That's on the captain.
You're the organizer.
The organizer gets the boat out, gets the drinks and stuff on the boat.
Okay.
Make sure the boat does. Well, no. Even if the boat sinks, that's not on me.
But the organizer doesn't get the fish on the hook.
That's the captain.
Okay.
That's your buddy.
I thought the captain was the one that got you to the location. No. It was up to the organizer to like make it happen.
Zero. Then the fearless Joshua Van will be on. And then Jared Gordon.
Nice.
Flash Gordon.
Flash. Dude, I like being in the studio. I feel so official.
Got a voucher to give away from Ferg Sports Bar.
Oh.
The golf simulator. It's a couple hours on the golf simulator.
Well, that's cool.
Going to give that away.
That guy's always... I'll tell you what. Mark Ferguson is so innovative. I remember he was doing Bitcoin back when you could still trade it for like two pizzas. And like he had these coins. Like, man, that guy's always doing something cool and innovative.
Always trying to be busy. Always trying to raise money. Always trying to be out in the community. Not more importantly, because it's definitely not more importantly, but You ready to board the Big Bird, speaking of which?
Do the what?
You know, we're going to New York.
Yeah, we're going. Saturday.
Saturday morning.
The UFC.
Roosevelt Roberts is on this card. I don't know if you realize that. Tabitha Ritchie is on. Pat Sabatini, like I just said.
Yeah.
Matt Friola, the steamroller.
Steamroller.
A couple title fights.
Are you nervous about New York? Feeling a little anxious?
Why are you bringing that up?
I'm just asking if you're feeling nervous, like you're a Jewish man in America.
No. I'm not nervous.
Protest everywhere.
But I want to be careful where we walk because I ain't backing down.
Are you going to bring...
I'm not bringing nothing.
Going to bring like a Jewish flag and walk around?
No. You know, I'm not going to do anything different that I don't already do.
Okay.
You know, so I don't fly... I fly my flag, that's it. The American flag.
Okay.
And it's Veterans Day. So I'm going to have a lot of my peeps with me.
Okay. All right.
This is like my third or fourth year in a row.
Do you think protest because of its Veterans Day?
No.
Because of the American policy and the foreign policy?
It's the protest because of what's going on. But no, they're not picking Veterans Day to protest because that's a bad day to protest.
Now, anybody that knows you personally, do you think they would say you were like, I don't know you'd ever pick a side. Like, you're like a professional media journalist. You always just document, like, what happens.
Right.
So I've never seen you, like, actually take a side. So even if we walk past Palestinians or Hamas or...
I don't have a problem with Palestinians.
Israelians?
Is that like aliens?
They're invading.
I have a problem with Hamas. I don't have a problem with Palestinians.
But like, I don't think anybody knows who you're supporting either way. You're pretty good. You got, like, a poker face.
Well, we'll see when I go to Vegas next month.
Well, be careful. They do have a strip out there.
They do have a strip. They have a couple strips. Let's start with... I'll let you start.
All right. Let's get it.
All right. No, I have a pet peeve, and then we'll start.
Oh,
okay, you start.
No, anybody die this week? Do we have any sadness?
No. Well, yeah, people are dying right and left, but not anybody that's getting 10 bells.
Really?
Okay. Or 7.
Okay.
Okay. Could do a 2 or 3.
Because the actor from the Black Panther, I think he's a stunt man or whatever in the movies. He was tragically killed in Atlanta. Tractor trailer, semi. His two daughters and his son passed away. He passed away in the accident. So
didn't know that.
Yeah, it's tragic.
No, well, most deaths are tragic.
Yeah, for sure. But such a young guy and, you know, a successful guy.
Family. All right, so do you want to talk about Orlando or do you want me to give a pet peeve and then you talk about Orlando?
Go pet peeve first.
All right.
Let's get out of the way.
I have a pet peeve.
All right. You usually do?
Well, you tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Okay, wrong. All right, right.
Okay.
All right, you're right.
No,
you're wrong. You're right. I'm wrong.
If you're going to go do something, okay. Let's just say it's a charity event. It's not even if it's a charity event. You're going to go play in a game.
Okay.
And you're asked, what name do you want on the back of the jersey, and what number do you want?
Okay.
What would you expect when you show up?
The number you suggested, you wrote and requested. And if I'm guessing, knowing you, it probably says Murray 1.
No, it was Knockout Radio.
Oh.
The back said Knockout Radio. And number 13.
Okay.
So I walked to my locker. There's no name, which I'm fine with. Then don't ask what name do you want on the back. And number 9.
Oh, number 9.
Now, first of all, like USF, do you know how many 7s they have on the team?
No.
2.
Okay.
You know, they have 3 number 90 whatevers.
Okay.
So you can have more than one. Just don't ask. Give me any number. I don't care.
I
thought you
would have gone with Murray, number 1. I was expecting Murray, number 1.
The coolest thing that happened over the weekend for me, and, you know, we hung out with a lot of cool people. Steve actually got us safely to the place. We were worried once or twice. We'll talk about the whole event. It's already been signed for next year. I agreed, and then I saw the dates, November 2nd or November 9th, which will be Veterans Weekend.
That's for your number?
Like,
tied in with your jersey number?
The problem is I'm kind of busy November 2nd.
Oh, what are you doing?
My daughter's wedding.
Oh, okay.
So I may miss whatever, so he said it won't be the 2nd. But
I think you'll be down there. I mean, the limo will be there. So if the limo's at the event.
Not on November 2nd, it won't be.
It might be.
I'm telling you, it won't be.
I'm just saying that guy.
And I already told them.
Pre-booked.
We poked the bear, too. Poked the bear a little.
What did you do with the bear?
Well, we just put a post up, or Steve did. No, I didn't. Steve did. That Warren Sapp will be at this event next year, because some people are trying to get involved.
Okay.
And then I had to tell the organizers, Warren Sapp won't be there on November 2nd.
Oh, he's coming to the wedding?
Because he's coming to the wedding.
Oh, is he invited?
Yeah.
Is he security?
He's security?
Yeah. So you're going to work the door?
No, you are.
Oh, well, I'll work the door.
You're working the gate out by the street.
Are you charging for parking?
You're not getting anywhere near the facility.
Are you charging parking at your daughter's wedding? Concessions?
Hey, that's an idea.
You are Jewish.
I don't know what that means, and you better be careful. You better be careful what you're saying right about now. But right about now, we started a little late, but I'm still going to A, punch you in the face, and B, hit this commercial break. So coming to you live from this studio, not our soon-to-be-named studio,
yeah,
which the air conditioning company gets full rights on that, at least.
Really?
Of course. Of course. We'll talk more about that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be right back.
This is Hall of Famer Monty Irvin. And you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
It's the biggest bare knuckle fighting championship card ever. In the main event, Platinum Mike Perry knuckles up with Eddie the Underground King Alvarez. In the heavyweight co-main event, Big Ben Rothwell and Todd Duffy collide. Also a rematch for the women's bare knuckle world title as champ Christine Misfit Faria fights rowdy Beck Rawlings. Plus two other world title fights. Watch the world's most exciting combat sport live Saturday, December 2nd on pay-per-view through Fight.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around. And they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is David Bell from the Phillies, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the TAN Talk Radio Network. Can you hear me?
Barely. I'm sitting next to you.
Yeah.
It's hard to hear.
That'll work. I'll play with this. You tell me what happened with you over the weekend.
Oh, man. I was over in Orlando. First off, we were at the BKFC event. Julian Lane, Michael Heckert, both guys that I personally know and train and get to hang out with, were victorious and successful. They won their bare knuckle fights. So, great card is part of the Mr. Olympia weekend at the Orange County Convention Center. So stuck around, stayed the night, and then all day Saturday I coached the Special Olympic team. We did a deadlift competition inside the Mr. Olympia competition, and our team, it's one of the, I don't know if it can hear me. Can you hear me? Yeah. So I don't know if I'm saying this correctly. This could be completely made up and out of my, I could be talking out of my
No, mouth. I can hear you.
But Mark, I believe it's the only challenge athlete or Special Olympic event where athletes actually get paid. So every single one of our athletes, all 30 of them, were paid for their competition, for their deadlift performance. And so they were all able to change the status of their Instagram to professional athlete because they're all rewarded financially for their competition and their performance at the Mr. Olympia competition.
But now, if they're paid, they can't go into any amateur stuff, right?
Right, right. I don't think you can go backwards. But it makes them one of the only, I believe it's the only event that actually does that. So it was nice. It was great to be a part of it. It was great to see it. And of course, the Indiana guy, Derek Lunsford from St. Pete, Florida, a new resident here recently, won Mr. Olympia, the greatest bodybuilding championship in
Mr.
the world.
Mr. Olympia is better than the Arnold?
It's way better.
Is it really?
It's the standard. I mean, it's the Sandow Award. It's the number one male physique on the planet. And Arnold won it, I believe, 7 times, maybe 8 times in his career.
Well, it was his tournament. Of course he won.
He started the Arnold Classic after.
Oh, okay.
But he won Mr. Olympia. Yeah. So Derek Lunsford is your reigning new king. And hopefully we'll get him on the studio. We'll get him here. Get him on an interview next week, hopefully.
Next week or coming up. Doesn't have to be next week.
Yeah, we'll get him up. I mean, we got to do it while he's still champion.
Well, that's a year, right?
Right.
So it's right like now. The universe or whatever. I mean, but he's got a year.
Yeah. Doing photo shoots. You know, he's a busy guy. And when you win the number one prize in the world, you're in demand.
That is true. So we shot guns.
You did.
On Saturday.
On purpose?
Here's what I thought was pretty humorous. So Andrew Jones, was a participant. Big Brave, this was done at the Brave Stadium, playing shortstop. Didn't talk to me the first inning.
Yeah.
Didn't talk to me the second inning.
Why? What'd you do?
I was just an old dude playing second base.
Number 9?
Then I singled. Okay. Then I had a put out. Then I, all of a sudden,
what's a put out?
Micking out, you know, ground ball to me, throw to first.
Oh, I didn't understand
that. Backhand to second.
I'm not used to the old put out lingo.
You're not up with all that stuff?
I'm not a softballer. I don't know. Is that a thing? You guys?
Softballer?
Yeah.
All right, let's go hit a break. We're going to do it early so that we'll be prepared for Sarah at the bottom of the hour. We can maybe fix a thing or two, and then we will be set. Coming to you live from the Tan Talk Radio Network, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bioaccelerator.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Phyllis Proctor. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck Diamond dealer, as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa. BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from, I almost said tournament to pizza.
Yeah, almost, no more. Rest in peace.
Well, I don't know about that. Really? Done.
It's over.
Yeah, but it's RIP is when you care.
Oh, is you know, we got
yeah, you're saying rest in peace. You don't care.
Okay, all right.
So. It's moved on.
Yeah, it's like a graveyard now. I'm done with that side of my life.
Okay.
I'm just going to be a radio star from now on.
So, Friday we went to the VIP and I met, you're killing me, Smalls. The actor, Patrick. Yeah. Really good dude.
From The Sandlot.
Yeah. I never saw the movie.
Me either.
I only know the saying because I've seen the t-shirt.
Yeah.
I've seen the t-shirt more than I've seen him.
For sure.
So, we hung out. I talked to Rodney Atkins. What a cool, cool guy.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I can't say a lot of things publicly
okay.
because it's going to be used next November for the wedding.
Sure.
But we talked, Rodney and I talked, and our daddy-daughter dance is going to be one of two of his songs. One has to do with cleaning your gun.
Okay.
Not a typical daddy-daughter dance.
Kind of is.
No, the song kind of is, because when I say some things to the future son-in-law, it's going to stem around cleaning your gun. Okay.
It's a little late for that, isn't it?
No, it's never late.
No?
Never late.
Oh, it's not. It's not just during the dating phase?
No, of course not.
Oh, I thought once you put a ring on it, you could put the gun down.
Absolutely not. Really? If you go, if
which is more intimidating? If you showed up on a date to take a girl out, and the dad is cleaning a gun,
right,
sharpening a knife, or wearing a jitsu gi kimono, which one are you more afraid of?
The gun.
Really?
Yeah. We'll talk more about the wedding and all of that, you know, coming up over the next week, over the next weeks, and of course next year. But first and foremost, the Junior League of Tampa's 2023 holiday gift market kicks off tomorrow.
Oh, what?
Can't wait. This is awesome. So let's welcome to the program from the Junior League of Tampa. Hey, Sarah, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. And before we talk about the awesome holiday event, and we briefly talked about it last night, please tell everybody about the Junior League of Tampa.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Junior League of Tampa is a nonprofit women's organization, and we focus on the betterment and enrichment of women and children in the Tampa community. So we are about 2,000 members and sustainers strong. Pretty big organization, a lot of moving pieces, and some of our projects that we have are love bundles, which are backpacks given to kids going into foster care system. Oftentimes they might not have anything or being, you know, going from home to home. We have a mobile literacy bus that goes to underserved areas to help promote literacy. We have a diaper bank that we've created to help underserved areas for diaper supplies. So we really touch upon quite a few quite a few areas in the community.
Well, you know, and I think it's important to talk about that every year, and I told you this last night, we've talked about the holiday gift market, but there's so much other things that your organization does and helps the community. So it's important to always, you know, talk about all of those, not just the event that we're about to talk about.
Absolutely.
So, speaking of which, it kicks off tomorrow. Talk to us about the holiday gift market that opens at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, so it's at the fairgrounds again this year. It is probably the only place that can hold this large of an event. We have over 220 merchants this year of all shapes and sizes, right? So you can find pretty much anything that you would want to gift somebody. We've had, hammocks. Vendors here before. We have home goods, we have candles, we have food, we have woodwork things, and so we have a little bit of everything. It kicks off tomorrow night. We have our preview party, which is a tradition. The tickets are still for sale. They're a little bit of a higher cost because they do come, there's a general admission for $30, or there is a $100 ticket, which comes with some food, an early admission, entertainment, as well as a champagne toast and a drink ticket to it. It also comes with a raffle ticket for items that we're giving away. But tomorrow is the big kind of party to kick it off. And then Friday morning, we have the mayor there at about 8:45. 9 a.m. is when the market opens. It's, again, another ticketed admission item where it's an early shopping. We want to provide a few little elevated experiences for those who might not want to be in a bigger crowd. And then from 10 until 4 on Friday is general market, 9 until 6 on Saturday, and Saturday is Veterans Day, so we are having a discount for any veterans that come to the ticket booths and show their IDs, and then Sunday is from 9 until 4, and then we end.
Perfect. And wow. And you briefly talked about it, and again, let's talk about it again. It's not just, you know, a Santa Claus. It's not just a statue of a reindeer when you think holiday. There's everything from, you know, a small pet rock to, like you said, a huge hammock that the whole family can hang on.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. We have some great merchants, and a lot of them are local, which is fantastic. So it's really supporting the community. We also have a young entrepreneur program that we host where we have applicants. There's young female entrepreneurs in the Tampa Bay area. So we have a grant that goes toward them to help their business if they win that award. They're featured at the market. We have plants. I mean, we have it all. There's food that's here as well from the concession stands. There are bars here. For libations, so it's really a party all weekend, not just Thursday night.
Well, I've been to the fairgrounds quite a few times. I always seem to find the wrong side of the business or the expo hall. So how do people find you? What's the best side of it to enter in, or what ticket booth?
Yeah, absolutely. Good question, because I always go on the wrong side as well, and that's a big communication point across our organization. We're always stressing where our volunteers go in, where the general public goes in. So because it is the fairgrounds, they do have quite a few events going on this weekend as well. There's a Repticon, which is a reptile convention. They have an RV show. There's a concert on Saturday afternoon. So we always say get there early.
Sure.
It does take a few minutes to get through and park and whatnot. But you would go through that main 301 entrance or the entrance off of I-4. Generally speaking, is where you would go in. You go through the booth. It is a charge to park. The fairgrounds implies that, and it's a $10 charge. But then once you're in, you can have as many people in that car as you want and load it up.
Well, and just, you know, so you know, Matt has called me numerous times. You know, we do an event out there, and he goes, "I don't understand. I'm shoveling horse manure right now. Where did I turn wrong?"
Right. Same. I'm always like, man, I've been walking a long way to get here. It's been 4 days.
Tell us about some of the sponsors that are helping make this event go off.
Yeah, so some of our sponsors that we have are, we have our preview party is by Boozy. They are also Cruise Dollars. So they're providing the champagne. The Tampa Bay Times is one of our sponsors that we have. It's really been great. Tampa Bay Parenting Magazine. We have just a whole ton of sponsors. I mean, really, and they're kind of all over. But, I mean, the whole community really kind of comes together and says, hey, we know you're a nonprofit. We know these ticket sales are going back toward the community. We want to help support that. So, I mean, really, every vendor that we work with to put this together gives us some sort of an in-kind donation to help make sure that we are, you know, we're able to make the most of this event.
Absolutely. Now, we've talked about the event. We've talked about the Junior League of Tampa. We've talked about the vendors, the sponsors. Where can folks go out and get tickets so that they can attend?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a few ways that you can do that. We want to make it sure it's easy for everybody. You can either go online to holidaygiftmarket.com, or you can go ahead and just come to the fairgrounds and buy your ticket here. Like I said, the veteran discounts will be in person on Saturday, so we'd recommend coming to the fairgrounds to do that, and you can buy them there. If you buy them ahead, it is $10 plus the fees and taxes. If you buy them on premise the day of, it's only $12. So this price does go up, but we want to make sure that we're trying to encourage those ahead purchases and get everybody there. We also have a bargain bracelet, and that's back this year. That's a really great value if you're going to do some heavy shopping, like I tend to do. It is 10% off all merchants, which is great. They all work with us to provide that for any purchases, $25 or over. So there's a minimum spend. We want to make sure that, you know, those different vendors and merchants of all different, you know, revenue streams are able to make that something that they're able to provide. So everybody participates. It's, we just ask that it's a minimum of a $25 spend and you have $10 off. And that merchant bracelet is $18 on the website, $20 at the door. And like I said, you can really save $20 pretty quickly if you're going through some of these aisles.
Absolutely. It definitely adds up. Well, Sarah, I know we're going to be giving away a couple pair of tickets throughout today's broadcast. I thank you for your time. Thank you for everything you're doing at the Junior League of Tampa for the community. And I'm looking forward to not only a great time, but spending a ton of money as well.
Yeah, thank you so much. We hope to see everybody there.
Take care. That is Sarah from the Junior League of Tampa. And I go out there every year.
She just gave me a great idea.
Uh-oh.
Well, for your wedding next year, when you charge an admission for like the cars to come in, you know,
for the wedding,
I'm gonna carpool like the circus, and I'm gonna have everyone in one limo. I'm gonna save a ton of money to come to your wedding next year.
Well, first of all, you're not invited to the wedding.
I'm coming. I'm bringing a limo, and I'm gonna stuff 100 people inside of it.
Well, you can't stuff 100 people in a limo. You might be able to stuff 100 people in like a Greyhound bus.
Oh, I can get them in a limo. I mean, because then we just pay one cover charge to park the car.
That's true.
So I'm just like the Junior League. I'm going to save money.
And then you roll out, and then you're all dirty as you're getting. Yeah, whatever. Whatever it takes.
And we have jugglers come out, and like, we can be the entertainment for your daughter's wedding.
So back to the charity event that we did for the United Way over the weekend real quickly. So Saturday was the VIP event. Palm Island, this place, is unreal. The only thing that I would strongly suggest in the future, when we go next year, I don't know what you're going to do, but when Steve and I go next year,
I'm going with you.
We're going to hit a Publix,
okay,
or a Winn-Dixie, or a Safeway, or, you know, I don't want to plug any particular grocery store,
okay,
unless they're giving us the groceries. Stock up your house, because you get a condo.
Okay.
So we had a 3-bedroom condo that could sleep about 100, but no food.
Oh.
When I say you're on an island, you can't leave.
There's no way off.
There's no way off the island, unless you're going to swim.
How far is the island from the mainland?
Not far. No, I mean, you could swim if the island was under attack. Yeah, you could swim back to the mainland.
Okay.
It's not like being in Hawaii.
It's like the Coast Guard.
But yeah, I still think it might be more than 6 feet, but but yes, but you know, the restaurant shut down, the event's over. We got to go and hit a restaurant and be back by 10:45, because the ferry stops. You have to ride your car. Or walk.
Producer of the Year Award goes to.
So we did that Friday. Saturday morning, we shot guns. Saturday afternoon, we start softball. We're losing 8-0 in the first inning.
Oh, wow.
They put up the fake fence.
Now, did you tell them who you were?
No, and here's the worst part. I got introduced as, how about this? This is not what I told them.
Okay, hold on. This will be good. Hold on. What? How did they introduce you?
Well, first, I told them
that you are.
That I am in the Guinness Book of Records for softball.
Okay.
Which I am.
You are.
That I am a Navy veteran, which I am.
You are.
And that I host the longest running sports show in Tampa Bay.
You will.
Which I do.
You do.
Dwight Smith caught this when they introduced me as the host of the longest-running football show in the state of Florida.
Oh, nice. That's great.
So I stepped up.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Good job. Wow.
I would have rather them introduce me as a Navy veteran.
That's amazing.
You know, it was a veteran event.
The whole state?
The whole state.
Wow.
Football, not the whole country. That's MMA.
Football's big in Florida.
Yeah, it's getting there. You know, there's a team called the Miami Dolphins.
You got upgraded. They gave you a better honor. Just Tampa market.
So Dwight and Dex gave me a kind of a chuckle. Dwight Smith and Dexter Jackson both played. Dexter got interviewed as the Super Bowl MVP. Dwight got it introduced as two interceptions in the Super Bowl. We had an actor that was the biggest jerk I've ever met in my life. Oh. Luckily, I didn't have to meet him.
Okay. Was he just pretending, or was he really a jerk? Because if he's that good of an actor, you wouldn't know.
Well,
I'm just saying, if he's that talented, he can be a jerk to you, and you would never know his role.
No, that's true. I'll tell you about how my acting the other day off the air. where do you get this one? Andrew Jones was there. A local first responder was the opening act, and he will be coming to the studio in the very near future.
Is it true that Dale Murphy is the greatest Brave of all time?
No.
I heard that from your producer.
Nobody.
No, Steve O'Neill.
Not a single person.
Steve O'Neill told me.
I guarantee you he didn't say that.
He said he's the greatest.
I guarantee he didn't say that.
Brave of all time.
I guarantee he didn't say that.
Who's better?
Maybe Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron.
Yeah, maybe Hank Aaron.
Doesn't seem familiar.
The most home run hit in the major leagues by a non-juiced up athlete. Is that okay? Can I say it that way?
How do you know that?
Well, you don't.
When did steroids, when were they invented? When did people start like manipulating hormonal imbalances to perform?
I don't know. You're in that circle, that's meaning the weightlifting circle.
Yeah, that's a great question. Like, when did people start doing testosterone hormone replacement to like perform better?
When was that movie 300? What was that movie 300 about? Wasn't it like the gladiators back in the day?
Yeah.
I'm going to say back then.
Yeah.
Come on, Russell Crowe in Gladiator had to be doing something.
No, he was.
I'm not saying the actor. I'm saying the character.
The character, sure. Right. Yeah, but I don't know if they had that advancement of technology back then. I mean, you're talking about the Roman Empire.
Well, maybe they would kill the animal with a bullet so the lead would get into the meat, which would then cause you to
But the gladiators were vegetarians. They didn't really eat meat. We think of them as being like the carnivore, you know, killing like lions and raw meat, just, you know. But from the research that they've shown with bone density testing, the gladiators are actually vegetarian.
Since we only have a minute and a half or so to our next break, is now a good time to bring up the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Houston Texan game?
Sure.
So we don't have to talk about it long.
Bucks look good. Look good. Way to go, Bucks. Like, they scored like 37 points. That's awesome.
Yeah, but they gave up more than that.
Well, that's the technicality, but at least their offense is moving. Like the
defense is letting the other teams off. A rookie quarterback.
The only thing moving the ball better than the offensive line and the Bucks is our producer Steve, who keeps coming in and out of the studio, moving everything. Where's he going?
Well, he's watching TV. I think he's watching Bluey.
Look, the hardest part about football is just put points on the board, and the second part is defend the other team from them putting points on the board.
You win games by stopping the other team from putting points on the board.
Correct.
Okay. That defense that I saw the Tampa Bay Buccaneers use with 47 seconds left was the exact same defense the Tampa Bay Buccaneers used when they allowed the Rams to go to the Super Bowl.
Crazy. They just left the middle of the field wide open.
Unbelievable.
Like no pressure.
No pressure. Man, no blitz. No
coverage, nothing.
You're not trying to blitz a rookie quarterback. Yeah, you wanted to go down in the record books. So the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are in the record books for allowing the most yards
by a rookie
quarterback.
You put up like, what, 470 yeah. yards
you,
on
you,
him?
You just gave rookie of the year to the quarterback.
Yeah, like handed it to him. Like,
now, how would you like to be the number one pick who isn't playing very well, and the number two pick is blowing it up?
That's
number one pick goes to your Carolina Panthers. I can't wait for the Bucks to let that guy look good.
I mean, but at least there was a competitive game. Came down to the last drive.
Somebody made this comment, and this comment is true. If you don't have rooting interest in the Texans or the Buccaneers, it was a fun game to watch.
It was. Sure.
Because if you're not a fan of either one of those teams, you want to see a team go down the field with 14 seconds left.
Yep, of course.
Some bad bonehead play calling. People are going back and forth on using the timeout, not running out off the 10 seconds. You run off the 10 seconds, the same thing happens. I don't want to stick up for the coaches of the Bucs, okay? But you don't know that they're going to score on the very first play.
Are you calling for Todd Bowles' resignment like everyone else?
Can I be real honest?
Yeah.
I don't think he should have been hired to begin with.
His resignation.
And I said that then.
Is that fair for the coach, though?
What?
Because the coach isn't the one not catching passes, not running correct routes, not...
Very true.
Allowing blown coverages in cover two.
Very true. But you can put players in the right spot. If you have a player on the left and the play goes to the right.
How much of the game is called by the actual head coach? Like, how much is Bowles actually involved? He has coordinators, and they have assistants, and they have assistants.
From the defense, I think.
They have scouts.
I think Bowles is very involved in the defensive side because he's a defensive coach. But here's what Dwight Smith said about what's going on in Michigan, the play stealing, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I'll tell you when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-man strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Steve Lowry from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
How's it going, everybody? It's Jordan with Curated Heat, one of the best vintage stores in St. Petersburg, Florida. We are located on 2356 Central Ave in downtown St. Petersburg. We have sold to many different type of people, including Super Bowl winning athletes, celebrities, influencers. We do everything from vintage clothing, Supreme, Hypewear, Kicks, everything you could want, man. So make sure to come stop on down and see us at Curated Heat. Make sure to contact us on our Instagram at Curated Heat or our whatnot at Curated Heat. Again, our Instagram at Curated Heat or whatnot at Curated Heat.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Adam Rodriguez from CSI Miami, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Hi, we are back coming to you live from the Tan Talk Radio Network studio today. Oh. I told you I was going to tell you something. I already forgot what it was.
Yeah, what were you going to say?
I don't know. What we were just talking about.
I don't know.
Okay. Then it must not
I wasn't
important.
Really listening to the show.
All right.
If I don't listen to the show, how many fans do we still have?
None.
More than three?
None.
Okay.
You're the listener.
It's just me?
You're the listener.
Dang it. Because I was talking to my boy DJ Tony. I was on the phone. Not paying attention during the break.
First of all, no, we were talking before the break.
Oh, yeah.
And then I said I would tell you something when we come back.
I forgot what it was.
We were talking about the Bucks.
Yeah.
Todd Bowles.
Yeah.
Here's the question. It's not Todd Bowles won't be let go during the season. The Buccaneers do not replace during the season.
Okay.
But the chance of him getting out of whatever Mundy's called.
You said he wasn't like shouldn't have been hired in the first place.
So well, he shouldn't have been.
So he was an interim coach when Arians left.
No, he wasn't the interim. Arians stepped down, and he helped push for Todd Bowles to be the head coach. After what Todd Bowles did against the Rams, allowing Cooper Kupp to like waltz. He didn't run. He waltzed down the field. I wouldn't have hired Todd Bowles, period.
So with Todd Bowles, like, so for a coach, based on the contract, is it better for them to be fired, to step down, to resign? Like, you know, what's the best strategy for, like, is it all contracts are different based on?
Well, yeah, all are different, but if you're fired, it's guaranteed.
Oh, okay.
Is that if you resign, you know, it's not, I would assume.
Okay.
So, yeah, you want to be fired.
So, a bad record?
Now, but there's clauses in there.
Like Santa Clauses?
Uh-huh. For the third Santa Claus, you get two reindeer. And then once you get two reindeer, then you get Frosty.
Can I be honest?
No.
I'm excited about this Junior League thing. Yeah, the holiday thing.
All right, we'll get back to it. Hold on. Wait. No, because, you know, I'll forget. Like John Gruden, I do not believe is getting his full salary because he was fired due to things in his contract.
Because of the emails and the
right.
things.
Detrimental, right. blah, 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 blah. Sure. So, you know, if you're not, you know, standards and all this other stuff, they can get out of paying you.
Okay.
So I'm sure that's something that happened with John, who I'd like the Bucks to bring him back.
Really?
You know, again.
I mean, it'd be good for him. If he could get a Super Bowl, it'd be nice for him to have one.
Yeah, or two.
Wow. Well, I mean, the first one.
We're going to argue this until you're dead. Yeah, I mean, because you do it just to aggravate me.
The first one doesn't belong to him. But it's shared. It's shared.
Every once in a while. Seriously. I want you to be honest and not just be, you know, a pain and trying to cause problems.
And by majority draw, Gruden and Dungy shared championship.
Not at all.
Okay, it's Dungy's.
Whatever.
I mean, I was trying to be nice and make it a majority draw.
I don't give any credit to Tony Dungy for that Super
What's
Bowl.
A majority draw mean in combat sports? Like, how does that work? It's a majority draw. So somebody at least had an advantage, right?
Yeah, well, it would
so
be
not
the
a draw. It's not equal.
Well, it was, yeah.
Three judges and then
right. come two have it a draw.
So a majority draw means, but so they so how's that go on the record? Does it go on the record as
a draw?
Just a draw.
Hence nobody the won, word draw. Won. Nobody won. It's a draw. But yeah, you're right. You know, one judge had you winning. Well, look at the Nagano fight. One judge had Nagano winning by four rounds,
right.
and the other judge didn't.
So shouldn't that person that had the at least one judge had favoritism, shouldn't they have got a point more? It shouldn't be a split draw. It should be even. One person should get an advantage. There's three judges for that reason.
That's the reason.
Right.
But if two judges scored a draw, how can you have one win the fight?
So the tiebreaker would be the third judge. Is that why he's there? The third judge said, hey, fighter in the red corner won the bout, in my opinion, and the other two saw it the equal, then it should go to the one in the red corner.
I'm with that.
Just saying.
I don't really care because as a judge, I don't care who wins. Means nothing to me. You could fight your wife. I don't care who wins. Well, I do want her to win. But
she's pretty bad.
No, I know
she's
that.
She's awesome.
So, yeah, it doesn't matter as a judge who wins. So it's kind of like when I was telling you this the other day. You know, the elbow that Tyson Fury threw should have been a penalty.
Yeah.
It should have been a point. But a judge can't do that.
But the Superman punch that Nagata threw was also.
Well, he said he basically was saying that it's not necessarily illegal, but it's not legal.
Right, right. Because sometimes in an uppercut, you leave your feet,
right.
and you come up off the canvas. So
I saw Jake Paul just announced his next fight.
Yeah, I saw that.
It'll be in Orlando against I think the boxer's like 10-3.
Yeah.
When will people get off the Pauls?
Mm.
Never. Because hate is hate?
Yeah, I think so. Jealousy. I mean, I think a lot of it.
Logan's now your wrestling champ. I think he's the Intercontinental or one of those scripted titles.
Yeah.
I like both of them. I do. I think they're doing great things. And if you were in his position, I'm talking about you, Joe Public, you driving that Mercedes down Del Mabry. If you could hand pick who you're going to do whatever against, they is good. Not great, mediocre, whatever, which will better your chance of winning, you would do the same thing.
Yeah, of course. You always put yourself in a position to win.
There's a reason that you're the co-host. I don't want somebody with talent that then is going to make me, you know, have to step up my game.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you go, you shoot at the bottom.
For sure.
And I went below it.
I'm a great foundation.
I found you at that bunker.
Yeah, I'm right there.
Yeah. And so,
yeah, and I make you look good. My job is to make you look good.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
is that what it is?
That's what we do.
All right. Not quite sure that's the case.
So how many Guinness Book of World Records do you have, Mr. Harris?
Two.
So do you want a third one?
Not really.
Because there's one available coming soon.
What's coming up?
It's the world's largest picnic.
Oh, all right.
In St. Pete.
Will they provide the food, too?
I think so. It's, you have to buy tickets. So it's $40 for a set of four. Well, you think world records are cheap, Randy? You can't just. But it's called the World Record Picnic Attempt coming to St. Pete. They have four zones. They have a pink, green, blue, and orange. And with more than 800 9x10-foot blankets, they'll be lining the waterfront in St. Pete. And for $40, you can have a foursome. And you can be part of a Guinness Book of World Record, Randy. You got three records under your belt.
They don't provide the food. They don't provide the picnic basket.
I don't think I have any of that information.
$40 you get to use there. So if I bring my own blanket, do I still have to pay $40?
I would assume yes. Well, the color blankets is so that it looks colorful on the photos, the aerial photos. So I'm assuming you can't bring your own.
Okay.
You have to use their blanket. And then speaking of...
What is this for? Do you know? Or are you just making this up as we go?
It's for water preservation, like other waterfronts, to make, make the... add swings and make it more user-friendly and preservation of, the coastal area. And speaking of Guinness Book of World Records, UC Health, the University of Colorado Boulder campus, and Coach Prime...
Deion involved?
Coach Prime, also known as Deion Sanders, partnered up on Sunday for a football clinic. Together, they set a Guinness Book of World Record for the largest football lesson held at CU indoor practice facility in Boulder.
Now this weekend they'll break the outdoor record,
right.
And then they'll just go to the stadium.
Isn't that the thing with the world record? It's got to be some kind of obscure
doesn't have to be obscure.
The number one person to ever walk across the street at 3:00 today in this location.
See, they're ones that I hate, and I've talked about this when you're watching a game. He just broke a record. Oh, what record? He is the first person to swing left-handed and then fall down twice on the way to first base. They just make up so much stupid crap. At least the first one that I got in, I think it was the first one, is the longest softball game in the world. The second Guinness Book record I was involved with, I was out at, I believe it was a UFC event in L.A., and as I was walking to the arena, they had the world's most participants in a Michael Jackson Thriller dance.
Oh, that's cool.
But it's cool. Stupid.
Why?
It's kind of like the one you just said. I mean, it's cool that if it's raising money for charity, but the most people to have a picnic.
Well, the most people to have an indoor clinic.
Right.
Indoor football clinic lesson.
Yeah, that's stupid.
So dumb.
Well, I did try to get in the Guinness Book as a young kid. So I was watching one of the greatest TV shows of all time. Any guesses?
What is it called?
The Brady Bunch.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, the Brady Bunch was awesome. So the Bobby was, I think it was Bobby, he would put coins on his elbow. Are you watching me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and you have to catch them.
Oh, yeah, you do it real quick.
Right, and I practiced that for weeks. And I could never get it up to whatever that number. I was like three coins to less. But that was my attempt. That's what I wanted to get in.
Now, there's a few things that you like more or less than a Hall of Fame. Did you know Guinness Book of World Records has a Hall of Fame section?
Really?
Yeah. So the inductees for 2024. You've got the incredible tennis champs. They're in wheelchairs.
Okay.
You've got Sylvia Earle, the marine biologist, in a scuba outfit underwater. It doesn't say, I would assume if I expand these, I'll tell you what they're for, but football virtuoso, the Iceman Wim Hof, the cold water expert, the Harlem Globetrotters, slam dunk superstars. You've got a Hall of Fame in almost everything now.
The best news of all of this... 1 hour down, 2 hours to go. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong,
yeah.
Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be back with 38 Special.
Put me in the Hall of Fame. Hello again.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hello, this is Clyde the Glide Drexler from Houston, Texas. Site of the 2004 Major League Baseball All-Star Game. And I just want you to know that you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.